U.S. dairy farms amp up biosecurity to deal with high-path avian influenza. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Even very biosecure livestock facilities can be at risk for bird flu outbreaks. Karen Jordan is a veterinarian, a North Carolina dairy farmer, and chair of the National Dairy Farm Program's Animal Care Task Force. As all dairies are not the same, Jordan says, biosecurity approaches are not the same as well.
You've got to have biosecurity that makes sense for that organism, and also that makes sense for how we're trying to continue to keep milk on the shelves for people and how we're trying to protect the welfare of our animals. You just got to have a really big picture and what makes sense for your farm.
Jamie Jonker is Chief Science Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation.
All of those farms that have been affected have been doing a fantastic job of doing the right thing for their cows and for public safety by keeping that milk out of the commercial system. So it's really been an all hands on deck. We're learning a lot of things as this goes on. And again, just reemphasizing, it's really helping, I think, the dairy sector look at what should the biosecurity on our farms look like in the 21st century.
Both Jonker and Jordan were featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the NMPF. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.